We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's it like to be the most talked about person in Major League Baseball right now?
Man, it's awesome, man. I think people are starting to recognize and kind of, pick up on the way that, the way that things are going. But, man, I'm going to continue to keep doing, doing what I've been doing, everything's good though. Everything's good, man. It's been great. I'm in a great space.
Well, you seem to be, you're leading the American League in hitting right now. And I heard you talk about how you're going to continue to play this game with joy. How did you find that joy in the game to play with?
Man, you got to think, man. You playing at the highest level as possible, and for a guy like me, man, I'd have been through so much in life, and I mean, came from so much. So it's like, man, those are moments that that I want to remember forever. So I play with a lot of passion, and I play with a lot of energy, and man, just to enjoy that moment, man. That's going to stick with me forever, man. Regardless of all the bad things that have been saying, all the good things that have been saying about it. I think it's a very special moment for me, man. Just to, be able to hit a home run in a big league game, man. That's tough to do. That's tough to do. And man, I've been through a lot, man. So I just love to have fun, man. And I love my job.
It seems like you're in a space right now. And I don't mean to overstep, but it seems like you're in a space right now where you're really celebrating life. And I know that what you went through with your best friend was really rough.
Yep.
But on top of that, now you have a great family, another new daughter. So it seems to me like you're really celebrating life right now on the baseball diamond.
Yeah, man. That's I think baseball is kind of a way that I could, I get the time to myself to kind of enjoy, what's really going on in my life. Like you said, man, I had a new daughter, wife, another daughter, man. So, life is great, man. So I'm just enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. And I can't let nobody take that away from me, man. Like I said, I've been through a lot of things, man. I lost a friend. I lost a lot of family, to certain things. But, I'm starting to see that light at the tunnel and things are getting back bright for me. And, man, I'm just, I'm enjoying it, man. I'm enjoying, what's going on.
When you hit the home run, can you walk me through like what you were feeling at the moment that where you tossed the bat?
Yeah. When I hit it, man, I honestly, nobody has this thing of what they're going to do when you hit a home run. So it was kind of one of those things, man. I was just in the moment, and that fired me up, man. I hit it. I smoked the ball, man, and I got excited. And I wanted to enjoy that part with my teammates. And, I fight for my teammates, man, and I love my teammates. And I think that gets them going, they see a guy playing with a lot of energy and, playing with a lot of passion. And I think it's easy for them to, to flick that switch and go out and do it. Let's go. Let's go, man. This is what, I think that brings energy to them as well.
You talked a little bit after the game about it bringing energy inside the ballpark, too. It seemed to, at least on social media, from what I saw White Sox fans being fired up by it.
Yeah, man, I think it's just one of those things, man. We the game is changing. The game is changing, man. It's the new school. I feel like this is like the new wave of things. And, with social media and all that thing going on, from a fan standpoint, I think that makes the young kids, excited, and I think that gets the young kids into it, and I think that makes the young kids want to watch more baseball. I mean, a lot of things is changing in baseball, as far as trying to minimize the time of the game. So man, I'm just trying to switch the game, man, do something exciting, man. Make people want to watch baseball, man. A lot of exciting things. I'm not the first one to bat up. I didn't create it. you know, I just did it a different way. And I think they caught wind of it. And, you know, man, it's all over the place. So,
were you expecting to get hit?
Honestly, I didn't think of it. I didn't think of it. You know, just because of the situation, for me to leave off the end and then you hit me and put me on, man, I was gonna steal that bag. So, you know, I didn't really expect it. I think the history of with those guys, it was possible. But you know, man, when I hit a home run, I don't think I ever disrespected them as a team or showed them up as a team. I got excited, man, and you know, I did this for my team, you know, for my team, and I think it was all about us at that moment and not about them. So, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, man. It was a great moment, and we're going to keep rolling and keep having fun.
It seemed to me like you and the catcher kind of were like, okay, yeah, like you did what you did, I did what I did, and everything was cool, and then everything seemed to go sideways.
Yeah, man, and that was one of the things that he said to me. Like, you know what you did, and as you can see in the video, you can see me patting on his chest and saying, "Yeah, man, we good." And you know, by the time we made it up halfway down the line, and me steady saying we're good, I think everybody, you know, took that the wrong way and kind of, you know, everybody was on the field, and that kind of escalated. But we're gonna keep moving. We're gonna keep moving, man, and we're gonna keep playing the game hard and with a lot of energy. We're not going to change for nobody. We're going to continue to do us and, you know, keep doing what we've been doing. And that's having a lot of fun.
I noticed didn't nobody want it with Jose Abreu. I noticed that real quick.
Yeah, man, he's a different cat. He's a different cat, man. And, you know, great teammate, man. I can't thank him enough for, you know, being able to, you know, to control me in that situation. And I was in a good space, but, you know, to be able to, you know, keeping it from getting – to you know, to bigger things than what could have happened. So yeah, man, he did a great job, heck of a job, man, and I think that shows a lot about, you know, how much my team will fight for me and show how much they love me. And you know, man, it speaks highly of them, and I think we're all in. You know, that speaks a lot about my ball club. We're all in and we're on the same page, and we're gonna fight for each other. We're gonna continue to have fun with each other, and because at the end of the day, man, it's our season and it's all about us. It's all about us.
Spending a few minutes here with Tim Anderson on The Score. So, did you ever get an explanation on why you were thrown out?
No, and you know, I'm to the point I'm kind of, you know, I don't need one. You know, I get it. It was a heated moment, and you know, but we're gonna keep moving. We're gonna keep moving, man. That was, you know, that was a couple of days ago. So, you know, I played yesterday, and played again tonight. So we're gonna keep moving and keep having fun, and you know, keep being us.
So why do you think you're having so much success at the plate so far this year?
Man, I think I'm putting a lot into the game, man. I've been working hard. You know, I think I've been, you know, breaking down and getting with our hitting coach, and you know, he's been teaching me the game a lot more and showing me things, and you know, man, I'm starting to get the game a lot more and understanding a lot more, and I'm learning, you know, more so what guys are still trying to do to me. And man, it's been a crazy road. It's been a crazy road, man. You know, I would have never thought that this would happen. Man, I'm just honored and blessed to be in the position that I'm in. And I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to keep being me, you know, and keep having fun because, I mean, that's what it's all about.
In spring training, you were pretty vocal about how you felt about this group. And to see yourself hitting well and Aloy come up and Moncada smashing the ball, how does that make you feel about the present and the future for White Sox baseball?
Man, I think it gets a lot of people fired up. It definitely gets me fired up. And I think we're at a place where we want to be. You know, it's not like, you know, it's no place like, you know, being where you want to be. And I think that's where we're at with it. And these guys have been doing a heck of a job, man. And we got a great young core, and I think that we're all bought into what the White Sox are trying to do. And I don't want to win nowhere else but on the South Side, man. I love Chicago. I love the White Sox, and that's where I want to be.
Well, Tim, man, I appreciate you jumping on my show. Thank you so much for coming on and talking about all of this. And please keep up the good work, because it's a lot of fun watching you guys play.
Awesome, man. Thank you a lot. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.